This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden Sunday ended his faltering reelection bid and endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston.
The 81-year-old said he would stay in his role as president and commander-in-chief until his term ends in January. "It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as your president," he said, while adding, "I believe it is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down." There's been a wave of public and private pressure from Democratic lawmakers and party officials for him to quit after his shockingly poor performance in a televised debate last month against Donald Trump. It took the spotlight away from Trump's false statements and put it squarely on Biden's fitness for another four-year term. All his donors began to revolt.
That's Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is making a trip to Washington following U.S. President Joe Biden's exit from this year's American presidential race. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Netanyahu visits Washington beginning on Monday, leaving behind a brutal war to make a politically precarious speech before a joint session of Congress. The visit comes at a time of great uncertainty following U.S. President Joe Biden's exit on Sunday from the presidential race, with efforts ongoing to bring about a ceasefire in Gaza, rising concerns of the war spreading to Lebanon and Yemen, and the U.S. in the middle of a wild election campaign. Netanyahu's speech has the potential to cause disarray on both sides of the ocean. The risks only increase with Biden's decision to drop out of the race. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
At least two people have been killed in Ukrainian strikes on the partly Russian-occupied Donetsk region, according to Russian state media, while Russian strikes wounded at least five people in Ukraine overnight. This is VOA News. The Israeli army on Sunday sent out the first batch of draft orders to ultra-Orthodox men in a move that could threaten the Israeli government after the Supreme Court of Israel said their exemption from service was illegal. Linda Gradstein reports from VOA.
A total of 3,000 draft orders will be sent to men who the Army believes are not engaged in full-time study. The original exemption from armed service was for ultra-Orthodox Jews who are studying Jewish texts full-time and believe that their prayer and study contribute to Israeli society. Several prominent ultra-Orthodox rabbis have urged their students to ignore the draft orders, which could lead to their arrest. Moshe Roth, an ultra-Orthodox lawmaker, says he does not believe many ultra-Orthodox men will eventually serve. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
The United States Secret Service acknowledges that it denied some past requests by Donald Trump's campaign for tighter security. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
After the July 13th assassination attempt on Donald Trump while he was speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania.
Take a look at what happened.
The Secret Service denied rejecting requests from his team for increased security. Now the agency acknowledging it had turned back some requests in the years before the shooting, in which Trump says a bullet pierced his ear and a rally attendee was killed. House Speaker Mike Johnson on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos says the job of the Secret Service is protection.
It's the number one job of the Secret Service, not anything else. And I think Director Cheadle has shown the world and said that she has different priorities. She needs to go.
Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle expected to appear Monday at a congressional hearing on the matter. I'm Julie Walker.
And U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has appointed a bipartisan independent panel to review this month's assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. That's according to officials on Sunday. The panel will have 45 days to review the policies and procedures of the Secret Service before, during, and after the rally on July 13th, where a gunman fired at Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle says she welcomes that review. About 3,000 migrants from around a dozen countries left from Mexico's southern border on foot Sunday as they attempt to make it to the U.S. border. Some of the members of the group said they hope to make it to the U.S. border before elections are held in November because they fear that if Donald Trump wins, he will allow or follow through on a promise to close the border to asylum seekers. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.